R134A Field Guide, a single refrigerant field guide to R134A, where it shows up in HVAC/R chillers, medium temp refrigeration, automotive AC, its low pressure single component behavior, oil choices POE and stationary, PAG and auto, A1 safety class, and face down status. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. R134A is an HFC refrigerant you will meet less often in residential split systems and more often in water chillers, medium temperature commercial refrigeration, and automotive AC. For years it was the replacement for R12 in car air conditioning, and it's widely used in larger chiller plants and some commercial refrigeration. It's a single component A1 refrigerant, non-toxic, non-flammable, no glide, running at lower pressures than R410A. It's relevant to a stationary HVAC/R tech mainly through chillers and commercial refrigeration, and to anyone who touches automotive AC. Like the other HFCs, it carries a high GWP and is being phased down in new applications. Automotive has largely moved to R1234IF, but the installed base is large and you'll service it for a long time. How it works? R134A is a pure single component, no glide, bubble equals 2, no fractionation risk, 1 saturation value per pressure for your superheat/subcooling math. Simple to read. Its pressures are low relative to the R410A world. In the medium temperature range it operates at modest pressures, and at typical low side conditions it can sit near or even below atmospheric in some applications, which means air/moisture and leakage is a concern. A low side that goes into a vacuum can pull air in through any weak point. That low pressure character shapes how you handle evacuation and leak control. Oil depends on the application. Stationary HVAC/R chillers, commercial refrigeration, typically uses POE with R134A, while automotive AC uses PAG polyalkylene glycol oil. Both are hygroscopic. Don't mix oil types. Match the oil to the system and the manufacturer's spec. In the field, identify the application first. Chiller, commercial refrigeration case, or automotive. It tells you the oil POE stationary vs PAG automotive, the typical pressures, and the service approach. Confirm R134A on the data tag, and select R134A on your gauges/use the R134A chart. Single saturation value per pressure, no bubbles/dew split. Mind the low side pressure. In low temp/medium temp service, the low side can approach a vacuum. Any leak there pulls air and moisture in, not refrigerant out. Tight connections and good evacuation matter. Match the oil to the system. POE for stationary, PAG for automotive per the equipment maker. Both drink moisture. Keep open times short. Evacuate deep. Change dryers. On chillers, respect the machine. Large R134 chillers have their own commissioning, purge, and oil management procedures. Follow the chiller manufacturer's service literature. Read the chart for R134A. Low side pressure to evaporator saturation for superheat, liquid side to condensing saturation for subcooling. Its numbers are very different from R410A. Use the R134 data. Normal values and targets. Safety class ASHRAE 34, A1. Lower toxicity, non-flammable. Composition, single component, zero glide. Oil, POE in stationary HVAC/R, PAG in automotive AC. Both hygroscopic. Match to spec. Don't mix. Pressure character, low compared to R410A. Medium temperature operation at modest pressures. Low side can approach/sit near a vacuum in some applications. Watch for air and leakage. Typical applications, chillers, medium temperature commercial refrigeration, automotive AC, some dehumidifiers/appliances. GWP/status, high GWP HFC, being phased down in new equipment. Automotive largely to R1234IF. Existing systems serviced under EPA 608. Targets, cycle-based superheat/subcooling. Read against R134A's single saturation value. Common faults and what they mean. Air/non-condensables in the system. High head, high subcooling side pressure for the condensing temp, likely pulled in through a low side that ran in a vacuum, or a poor evacuation. Recover, evacuate properly, recharge. Oil problems/wrong oil. Mixing POE and PAG, or using the wrong one for the application. Match the oil to the system per the manufacturer. Moisture/acid. Hygroscopic oil pulled in water during a long open job or weak evacuation. Short open times, deep vacuum, fresh dryer. Wrong refrigerant selected on gauges. R134A's pressures are nothing like R410A. If your numbers look wildly off, confirm the refrigerant selection. Chiller-specific faults. follow the chiller's diagnostics purge unit operation on low-pressure machines, oil management, etc., rather than treating it like a small split system. Tech tips and gotchas. Application dictates the oil. POE for stationary. PAG for automotive. Getting this wrong causes oil return and compatibility problems. Always match the oil to the system and the manufacturer's spec, and never mix the two. Low pressure means air gets in, where the low side runs near a vacuum, leaks pull air and moisture into the system instead of leaking refrigerant out. That changes your leak control and evacuation priorities. Tight is critical. Don't borrow R410 numbers. R134A operates at much lower pressures. Its PT relationship is completely different. Set gauges to R134A and read its chart. Chillers are their own world. Large R134A chiller service commissioning, purge, oil follows the machine's literature. Don't apply small split habits to a centrifugal or screw chiller. Single component equals simple math. No glide, no fractionation, one saturation value per pressure. The complexity here is the application chiller slash auto slash commercial and the oil, not the charging math. It's being phased down, not gone. New applications are moving to lower GWP options, e.g. R1234 if in cars, but you'll service R134A equipment for years under EPA 608. Safety slash code notes. ASHRAE 34 classifies R134A as A1. Recover per EPA 608. Venting is a violation. Technician certification and recovery rules apply. Match oil to the system per the manufacturer POE stationary slash PAG automotive. Use cylinders and equipment rated for the application. Low pressure machines. Some chillers have specific purge and pressure management requirements per the equipment listing slash manufacturer. Follow them. Manage non-condensables properly.